pronunciation again, but if you had an egg made out of porcelain, like you said, you'd call it a porcelain egg. If it was made out of china, you'd call it a...
China egg.
Okay. Now, if you were going to the well to get some water, what would you carry with you to put it in?
Bucket.
All right. What if you were going to milk your cow?
Bucket.
All right. You ever heard it called anything else?
Pail.
Is there a difference?
I wouldn't think so.
Okay. Bucket and pail, the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What about a container that you would keep close to the kitchen to throw scraps in for the hogs?
Slop bucket.
Mm-hmm. All right. And something you would fry an egg in?
Skillet.
All right. Any other names?
Pan.
Just plain pan?
I'd say a skillet.
Okay. What about frying pan?
Well, skillet, frying pan, same.
Okay. Did you ever recall hearing about a skillet or something like a skillet that had legs that was used inside the fireplace?
Yes, we had one. I have it now. It is called a Dutch oven.
Does that sort of thing have a top to it?
Mm-hmm. Ours had three legs. It was iron. Three legs. Then it had a lid. Then it had another lid on top of that you could put cornbread in here and then put the other lid on top of that. And you could cook two different things at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Put it in ashes.
You ever heard the word spider used that way?
Mm-hmm.
What was that like?
That's what you hang over the fireplace, isn't it?
Oh, I see.
And put hang pots on it.
I see.
Or kettles.
It's the thing that you hang the kettle on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Now, around here, out of the country, do you ever see the big old black containers?
Pots. Iron pot. We had one at the dairy, this big around. We heated water in.
Pretty good size.
It's the biggest one I ever saw.
Uh-huh.
And then we used to boil clothes in them.
Uh-huh. Was it just pot or wash pot? Did you ever hear that?
Well, what we heated the water in for the dairy, we called it the pot. What we boiled our clothes in, we called it the wash pot.
Pot.
Mm-hmm. We wouldn't use the same for the different things. We'd keep them separate.
And a container that you would put cut flowers in, you would just call that a
vase.
All right.
A vase.
You ever say vase?
No, I don't.
All right. Do you consider that kind of a high food?
Yeah.
All right. And the names of the individual pieces that you eat with, you have
utensils, knives, forks, and spoons. Is that what you mean?
Right. And you said knives, just what would be
nice.
Okay. All right. What would you say you have to do after, you know, you've eaten a meal and you have a lot of dirty dishes? You have to do what?
Wash dishes.
All right. To get the soap suds off them, you have to...
Rinse them.
All right. Do you have a name for the piece of cloth that you use when you're washing the dishes?
Dishcloth.
All right. What about the one?
Wash rag.
Okay.
Dish rag.
All right. And the one that you dry with?
Drying cloth.
And you probably have one about the size of your hand that you use to bathe your face.
Washcloth.
Okay, you would dry off with a
towel.
Alright. Now in your kitchen, right over the sink, that thing that the water comes out of?
The faucet, the spigot.
Okay. Now, if you're outside and you want to hook up your hose.
Hydrant.
What would you call one that's on a portable water container?
Spigot, I guess.
All right. Okay. And this verb, say if it's winter time, you go in to turn on the water.
Excuse me.
Sure. And nothing comes out. You might say, oh boy, it looks like the pipes.
Frozen.
And they might
burst.
Okay. Years ago, flour was shipped in these things, big old
barrels.
And do you know something that's smaller than a barrel? Looks about the same, but it's smaller. Nails used to be shipped in these.
Keg.
Okay. And do you have a name for those metal things that go around the barrel?
Bands.
Any other word? Well, I'm going to get it this way. Can you remember that fad that